This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
So back here at home, there is still a lot going on with the FBI and Lisa Page, who you all know, the lover of Peter Strzok, in their text message exchanges. She was on the Hill yesterday about those text messages, and she was questioned by Congress for the second day. She actually completely discredits Peter Strzok, her ex-lover, in that testimony, and she stands by her text. She says, I meant every word of those texts. That's and what right. they mean.
And in particular, the infamous one that came out the day that the Inspector General was going to have his report. Curious timing there. Remember this one where Lisa Page texted Peter Strzok and said, Trump's not ever going to become president, right? Right? And Strzok said, no, we won't. We'll stop it. What he said during his testimony last week was, we will stop it, meant the American people. Well, apparently it sounds like she might have had a different interpretation. And John Ratcliffe, the congressman, he said that she was much more transparent than Mr. Peter Strzok.
There are differences in their testimony. In many cases, she admits that the text messages mean exactly what they say, as opposed to Agent Strzok, who thinks that we've all misinterpreted his own words on any text message that might be negative.
She was evidently behind closed doors trying to diminish her importance, but made no qualms about the fact she's a Democrat and didn't want Donald Trump to be elected. The question is, what did she do about it? I hear from people behind the scenes that people appreciate her cooperation. She came off extremely intelligent and smart and forthcoming, considering what she's been through personally over the last year. I'm not saying your heart goes out to her, but after what we saw with Peter Strzok for 10 hours, you appreciate some humility. That's evidently what she displayed.
He's found every excuse in the book, that people are taking it out of context.
Right.
He didn't actually mean that. I'm assuming their love life isn't going well anymore.
I think it's done.
I think it's over.
Insurance plan, we don't know. What are you going to do to stop them? We don't know. We don't know the names. A lot of the people listening to the IG report were also conspiring to do the best they can, or at least have opinions about how bad a person Donald Trump was.
Right.
And if you're Donald Trump, how can you think anything but the FBI under the previous administration was out to get him? The deputy gone. The James Comey fired. Peter Strzok is, if he is not sullied and destroyed personally and with all his credibility, I don't know what is.
Well, Peter Strzok answered all those questions about the insurance policy and stuff. He gave his answer. She gave her answers yesterday. We may never know exactly, because she's apparently not going to be appearing in public doing testimony, but nonetheless, you can count on some of this stuff.
We're going to have that.
Well, you know, it's a he said, she said. And we can stay in this bucket of gum for as long as you want to stay in this bucket of gum. But again, I think it's absolutely brilliant. I mean, the timing of what Brett Kavanaugh shared with his country about what his mother said and the wisdom. I mean, this is a golden nugget we can hold on to. And it's something that, you know, he said that she would say to the juries in her closing statement. She says, use your common sense. What rings true? What rings false? Okay. Common sense, ladies and gentlemen. I know people suggest that that is rather rare these days, that there's common sense. But don't tell Main Street America that. Main Street America has not let go of their common sense. And the people that elected Donald Trump. And I'm sorry if that sounds partisan to you, but look at where this country was headed. With Strzok and what we're finding out in terms of this attempted coup of this president. Everything that Hillary Clinton, the Democrats, said that they were trying to protect the integrity of the democracy and, you know, making sure that this election was valid. Interesting that it would come up from her lips, not Donald Trump's, but from her lips. What did she know going into this? that she needed to say something. I often say that people self-indict those that are guilty. And that is one of those indications, in my opinion, that Hillary Clinton was self-indicting herself, if I might say. It's 5 minutes after the top of the hour.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop here. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Hey, it's great to be sharing a part of your day with us. Thank you for joining in and being here on the show with us. I am Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, you go to BillMartinezLive.com. It makes sense, doesn't it? All the information is right there. Past interviews with the experts that we share with you. It is our heart to continue to keep at the forefront. You know, the subjects of faith, politics, and entertainment. And certainly when it comes to politics, the things that we're dealing with are so quite serious. Months ago, Dr. Jerome Corsi came on the show and talked about the attempted coup on this president. A coup, ladies and gentlemen, here in the United States was shocking. Our next guest, Dr. Gerard Lomero, basically echoed the same thing, that this is what's been taking place. And, you know, when you consider that we would have this happening in this country, and you say, well, this is the United States of America. We believe in the U.S. Constitution. Well, I would say for the most part, that is true. And that is what was the saving grace, I believe, humbly, and that's what motivated people to choose Donald Trump over Hillary Clinton. Instinctively, they knew something smelled, something was terribly wrong in the Beltway, and something we needed to have an outside agent, a cleaning agent, to come in and bring sunlight, the greatest disinfectant that we could have on our liberties and on our government, is you bring the sunlight of truth into our government, and look what's being exposed right now. All you have to do is start connecting the dots. And I want to bring Dr. Gerard Lomero on right now, author, philosopher, economist, and engineer, and author of the book, his new book, follow-up book. It's the latest, called More Great News for America. And at the basis of the great news for America, Gerard, is that we're rolling back this veil, these veils of deception around our government that has kept us from seeing the truth, have we not?
Absolutely. The American people have enormous, I study the American people. That's how I get my trends. That's how I make my forecasts. And that the American people have enormous amount of common sense and a great intuition about what's happening. They can read through the lines. They can see Peter Strzok's ridiculous testimony and see him squirming, see him smirking, recognize his arrogance, his condescension, and that he must be hiding something. Because, I mean, if he had nothing to hide, why didn't he answer the question?
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, they are recognizing it. That's why they took action in 2016. They continue to take action. And I think that's why there's more great news for America coming.
Exactly. Well, with Peter Strzok, you know, basically the bottom line is he is a congenital liar. And Gerard, let me tell you, I do not use that word. I use it very sparingly. And what makes him a congenital liar is the way he comported himself during, you know, during the investigation. He escaped. He obfuscated. He did everything he could except to really be the man that he wanted to be. I mean, it was almost like those, that moment with Jack Nicholson in A Few Good Men. You can't handle the truth. In his own perception, he believes America can't handle the truth. And it is that same arrogance that ran rampant throughout the Obama administration. And I know some people will take exception to this, but look at, read the testimony, read the facts, not only of Strzok, but even the things that President Obama said. The people around him, Jonathan Gruber, in the architect of Obamacare, an absolute disaster. I mean, something that could have been really positive for this country, for those that believe that it is a right of every American citizen to have health care, but it was abysmal the way this rolled out. It absolutely subverted everything that, you know, pointed to our Constitution. It was abysmal. And unfortunately, here we are. We're mired in trying to get free and liberated from something that absolutely hamstrung us, that went in a sense, you know, on the top, you know, maybe a good idea. Could we afford to do this? Is there a way to do this constitutionally to where we can make sure that people are covered with, you know, with health care? And I still think that argument is there. But unfortunately, Barack Obama, the people that didn't trust the American people, nor did they trust the Constitution, you know, thrust this upon us. And they really set a solution to health care, I believe, back decades.
Oh, absolutely. They damaged the system immeasurably. And by the way, I want to add about Peter Strzok. Remember, he said that he could smell the Trump people when he went into Walmart, the Trump supporters.
Sure.
That's just an incredible condescension and arrogance.
Mm-hmm.
And they thought they had all the answers. The person you mentioned, the architect of Obama,
Jonathan Gruber,
for example.
Jonathan Gruber.
Right.
Yeah.
It's just incredible how they thought that they had a lie to the American people because the American people were too stupid to understand their correct answers. And they had all the correct answers. And by the way, they also looked down on the Constitution as just getting in the way of their correct thinking and forcing them to go through things like elections and following the laws and having the Congress pass the laws and that. There were so many things done that were questionable constitutionally during the Obama administration's ridiculous, including weaponizing the IRS against conservatives.
Exactly. I was going to say, you got Lois Lerner, John Koskinen, the arrogance that came out of there. I mean, it was interesting. You could have transposed the face and look of Peter Strzok over John Koskinen, and you go, boy, what a corrupt and arrogant attitude.
Absolutely. And then there's all the twisting of the current news cycles and that, trying to basically use their insurance policy to bring down Donald Trump and his administration. And clearly, from all the data, it appears that what they meant by insurance policy was the Mueller investigation.
Mm-hmm.
Timing looks like it's exactly right. And what they've been trying to say is there's Trump collusion, Trump campaign collusion with the Russian government, which is bogus. There has never been one leak. And if there were anything bad Trump had done, it would have come out because they would have made sure it came out.
Yeah, without a doubt.
Nothing has come out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they tried it. And they come up with this stuff. Oh, well, let's go ahead and, you know, let's indict these Russians that they'll never see justice. I mean, what is this? It's kind of a false flag here, you know, to reinforce what the Mueller investigation, what the Democrats, I mean, this is all orchestrated, you know, and this is what reeks of all this stuff. And we know instinctively this is not flowing. You know, the one thing about the truth, it flows. And you know, it's like, okay, wow, this is, you know, this makes sense. This is not reasonable. I mean, they continue to manipulate the information, and they're pointing to the Russians. And then look what Lisa Page said. She says, we knew that people were hacking us. And she says, China. She doesn't say Russia. She says China.
Right. Well, there's some people that still don't believe the fact that that particular meddling was done by Russia. But nevertheless, governments do meddle, but meddling is not collusion. And the American people need to make that distinction, and I think they are.
Well, the other thing, too, is repeatedly the intelligence community says, yes, they meddled, but they did not change one vote. Even Barack Obama, if you remember what he had to say, was pretty emphatic about it, that our institution was so strong that it was impenetrable, it was laughable to think that anybody could affect the results of an election here in the United States. Did he not say that?
He said it on October 18th, and I remember it.
Right. Well, exactly. You got the date. Dr. Gerard Lomero is with us. We're continuing to draw back the veil here and deal with this in a reasonable way. As Brett Kavanaugh's mom said, it's all about common sense. Stay with us. More coming up after this.
I'm KFC's extra crispy colonel, and you're the extra busy regular person who has to make dinner for a family of four. But you can shirk that responsibility because my extra crispy $20 fill-up from KFC contains 8 pieces of freshly double-breaded extra crispy chicken, 4 biscuits, 2 orders of mashed potatoes, and a side of coleslaw for just $20. That'll feed them. KFC, it's extra crispy good.
Pricing and participation may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles, no third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. newcar99.com.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dylan Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dylan bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dylan bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dylan bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-910-5936. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-910-5936. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-910-5936. 1-800-910-5936.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez, live.
I am counting every blessing. Counting every blessing. Letting go and trusting when I cannot see. I am counting every blessing. Counting every blessing. Show me every season you are getting to me.
Bill
every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome back. Just about 19 minutes after the top of the hour. As I've been saying, keep your eyes on the actions that Donald Trump does following this summit. I believe we weren't there in that extra 2 hour, 4 hour closed door meeting between he and Putin. But I sense the way the president came out that there was something shared by Putin to the president specifically. And I think we're going to start seeing some movement and actions that are going to be in response to what President Putin shared with Donald Trump. And whatever it was, I also believe it was quite shocking, because if you look at the way the president acted in that follow-up, press conference, that joint conference that they had, this wasn't our president. This wasn't Donald Trump. There was something that rattled the foundations. I'm just saying, I don't have any proof. This is just conjecture. It's just something that is telling me that there's more there. Then we realize, and I think that's also why the president made the comments and the dubious comments about our security teams. And you can stay tuned and see how that plays out. Gerard Lomero is with us, author, political analyst, and expert on forecast models, author of the book More Great News for America. Gerard, remind everybody here, I so appreciate your insight and your availability to come on the show as often as you do. And I do want to afford you the opportunity to tell everybody how they can be in touch with you and to find more information about Great News for America.
Sure. Well, I have a website called greatnewsforamerica.com. It is loaded with information. I think we have about 160 web pages, a lot of my writings, blog posts, all sorts of stuff. Some of my 10 laws for winning presidential elections, a lot of different things I've had written over the years. I have 5 books. And the current book is More Great News for America. All my books are in print and in Kindle versions, mm-hmm, on Amazon. And, of course, they can buy it virtually anywhere else in the world. And actually, it amazes me. I sold a whole bunch of books in Australia, apparently.
Oh, wow. That's excellent. Well, that's great. Well, and also to note here, as I mentioned earlier, Dr. Lomero is really, if you want to say he's a geek on forecast models, I don't think he'd be offended with because he's
fine.
He's so focused on these forecast models. He is studying. He told us long before when the Trump train was rolling. He said, "Wow, this is substantial." But he was getting this from the ground floor, from his forecast models and his analysis, and something that was rather rare, if you'll recall, during the campaign process, because the fake news kept telling us that there was there was nothing there with Donald Trump. He was going to get destroyed by Hillary Clinton. But meanwhile, we would see thousands of people at his rallies, and I happen to be here in Florida, and there was one location where Hillary Clinton was supposed to speak at, and I think there was 5 or 6 people, and the limousines just they came and they went. They didn't even stop to go to the bathroom.
Yeah, it's amazing. And by the way, on the forecast for the 2016 election, not only did I get the right winner, but every state Trump carried, I predicted he would carry. And that in itself was amazing. And I heard from one of the top people at one of the top polling firms in the country the next day and said, "You were right, we weren't."
Right, exactly. Well, good for them to understand
funny,
that.
Actually.
Yeah. Well, and the thing is that when it comes to being right, we want to be right in a way that is beneficial for all concerned. Now that you've made, you were able to see the forecast and say the people were voting for Donald Trump. Now he's here. Now can we support him so that he continues to do good? Because in spite of all the obstruction of the Democrats and the deep state here, Gerard, what this president has been able to accomplish is extraordinary in his first 500 days.
Right. Remember, before he got elected, we were told by the Obama administration that we had to live with anemic growth indefinitely into the future. It was the new America, 1% GDP growth.
Right.
Well, it's grown to 3%, and the next result we hear may be as high as 4%, and I believe the Federal Reserve Dallas Bank has forecast even a 4.8% growth in GDP. That is enormous growth. That means
exactly.
We have factors like there are more jobs today than there are people to fill them. What an economy.
Right. And on the horizon of free and fair trade, listen to the pundits now. They're not quite so quick to talk about how China is going to surpass the American economic system.
No, no. You know, Donald Trump brought up a great point. Everybody's for free trade. That's a great thing. But we don't have free trade. We've got biased trade. We've
exactly.
got unfair trade. And it's time that we level the playing field. Why should we, why should American consumers be taxed with all sorts of extra tariffs of these folks? It's ridiculous.
Well, there was a reason that these trade programs were set up initially. And America does not get credit for saving the West, do we?
Right.
I mean, we really, not only the West, we saved the world because of what we were able to do. We were such a force, and we did. We shared it. We shared it with all these countries to give them an opportunity to rise. Well, you know, whether it's welfare or other entitlement program, and I look at this as an entitlement program, and this is why some of these countries, like Canada, are going, you know, don't take away our cheese. You know, we love your cheese, you know, and you're taking it away. Well, it's time for you to be a big boy and girl and grow up and play your role responsibly in the larger community of the world and what we all bring together here. So it's time for fair and free trade to take place. And this is going to be a process. I know people are getting nervous, and you know, China's doing everything they can, but they're going to put themselves in a corner. They already see that this is untenable. They're smart enough to figure out the projection and say long term this is not going to work, and they need to come to the table, and just like Canada and just like Mexico and all the other European nations, and play their role, and we're going to be fair here, because the United States doesn't have to save the world any longer. They're operating. They've got great products. We got great products. Let's exchange on a one-for-one basis, and everybody will fare well. But you're not going to have a 20 or 100% advantage over our goods just because that's the way it's been.
And we should not subsidize everybody's economy throughout the world, because that's all that is. When our consumers pay a lot more because of their high tariffs on our products, we are subsidizing their economies.
Yeah.
And that's also the case with the NATO summit that Trump just went through and said, we don't want to subsidize your defense.
Exactly.
Why should Germany give billions and billions of dollars for energy to Russia, and then we give them billions of dollars basically worth of defense protection? It's absurd against Russia.
Yeah. And keep an eye on this, because I maintain, Gerard, that the international leaders there with NATO, they knew this stunk, but they didn't have the courage to confront Angela Merkel. And Donald Trump did. And, of course, then we find out it's not only Angela, but it's the former chancellor. And this is like, I mean, this reeks of almost a Clinton Foundation deal. I mean, you know, this stinks to high heaven.
Well, I'll tell you what, Trump calls a spade a spade. They didn't like it, but you know what? They know he's serious.
Well, and of course, the Secretary General is thanking Donald Trump for his leadership, because NATO now has more money. It's projected they'll have over $100 billion this coming year when they close out their fiscal year. And of course, as he was going out the door and getting everybody to, again, commit to 2% immediately, not 20 years from now, but immediately. And he goes, oh, yeah, by the way, 2% right now, but based on the threats, we really need to step this up. We need, everybody needs to be at 4%.
Right. He did a great job, and I think that we're going to continue to see success in foreign policy and also economic success at home.
I'm right with you. Dr. Gerard Lomero. Thank you, Gerard.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me, and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
First, the 12 boys who'd been trapped in a cave in Thailand for over 2 weeks were out of the cave. Now they're out of the hospital and talking to reporters. That youth soccer team and their coach holding a news conference a short time ago. This boy saying through a translator he was the one who led the first rescuers to the rest of the group.
I grabbed the torch for me, and then I came down, and then I greeted them. I said, hello.
A wildfire outside Yosemite National Park in California continues to grow. The Ferguson fire is up to 13,000 acres and only 5% contained, currently threatening about 100 buildings. In Washington State, a wildfire burning near Spokane has forced evacuations of about 800 homes. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay. So why am I currently skipping stones with four locals and one grizzly bear outside this Riverside Lodge in Portland? Because Hotels.com lets me do me. And because, honestly, the bear just kind of joined in, and now we're afraid that if we stop, he'll get angry. He can smell our fear. Hotels.com. You do you and get rewarded.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Lower taxes, less government, and self-reliance. They live here. Bill Martinez, live. You come
Don't you love that about our Father? And no matter where you are, and maybe, you know, you've slipped away and you say, gosh, I am worthless. I deserve judgment. It is the Father that comes running after us to bring us back home. You know, we've read time and again the story of the prodigal, and we have all been at various times in our lives, maybe admitted prodigals ourselves, and we have seen that story in true life rendition, either directly, maybe somebody in our family or somebody that's rather close to us. But that is the faithfulness of a God that says, your mercies are new every morning, and I love you forever, and I have a plan and purpose for your life. That being said, our next guest knows about God's purpose. In light of what experience would tell him that there was no way that, you know, there's just no way for him. He was a Pee-wee League dropout. And so how does this Pee-wee League dropout end up on the NFL sidelines? It's an unlikely story of football purpose and following an amazing God. Ben Malcolmson is with us. He is on the sidelines with the Seattle Seahawks. You may remember, you know, his name, you know, and Coach Pete Carroll. wrote the intro to the book. And Ben, I want to bring you on here right now, if we could. Ben Malcolmson on Bill Martinez Live. Ben, how are you?
Doing great, Bill. Thanks for having me.
Hey, great to have you here. To read about your story reminds me of a dear friend who also went to SC and has a bit of a walk-on story himself, Big Tommy, Tommy Sorodnik. But when you were a senior at SC, you were writing for the Daily Student newspaper. Why did you want, in covering the football team, you said, well, to do this, I want to get at the ground. I want to try out. I mean, talk about taking the profession and going right there on the front lines, and this is what you did.
Yeah, well, I figured it'd be a pretty unique story angle. I mean, not a lot of people have tried out for the number one football team in the country and then written a story about it. So I figured it'd be a cool way to bring readers on the inside, kind of the next step beyond just writing about the tryouts. So why don't I go through it myself? And it'd be pretty funny, too, because as you mentioned, I played football in fifth grade and dropped out after that 1 year. And I actually wanted to quit halfway through, but my dad wouldn't let me. So I was a dropout in fifth grade, never played football again. But tried out the number one football team in the country.
And so here you are, you're trying out number one football. Did you even know how to put the pads on?
Well, that's the funny thing is, thankfully the tryout didn't involve pads. And
okay.
And so it was just kind of agility drills and running and running routes out there and everything. So, I mean, but I didn't know what position to try out for because I hadn't played football since fifth grade, and then I was a defensive lineman, and I definitely was not big enough to be a defensive lineman in college football. So I tried out as a wide receiver because I figured that might be the closest one I could get to in terms of my body size and everything. And I was out there with guys who actually knew how to play football, so it was pretty foreign to me.
Did you ever think for a moment, like, oh, my God, what happens if I make the team? These guys are going to kill me.
No, there was never even a thought. It was crazy because my sole intention of being out there for that tryout was just to write the article for the school newspaper. Mm-hmm. And I was so focused on that, and it was actually going to be the best article I ever had. It was so exciting and so fun to just be in the middle of it. I was getting some incredible material for this article. Mm-hmm. And it never once crossed my mind that I could make the team because it was so preposterous. I mean, it was so far beyond any dream or imagination.
And Coach Carroll and everybody knew that this was a project for the student newspaper, right?
Yeah, I had talked to Coach ahead of time. I had covered the team for 3 years there as a student journalist. And, I asked him going into the trial, do you mind if I do this? And he said, it won't be very interesting, but go for it. Mm. And little did he know, it was going to be very interesting.
Well, you think about it, like as you say, here's the number one football team in the nation. We watch the team play every Saturday, and whether home or away during the football season. But to really get down at the ground floor level and to do something, I don't know of anybody else that's done this, Ben.
Well, some people have said George Plimpton did it way back.
Yes,
then.
Right. Yes, yeah, George Plimpton.
For our older fans out there, yeah. But it was kind of different and kind of unique. And it was just kind of one of those light bulb moments. It's like, why not give this a try? I got nothing to lose.
Well, help people understand. I think we had a little bit of an idea for those that saw the movie Rudy, what walk-on means. But explain to our audience, we're talking a Division I football team here. What's the difference between a walk-on college football player and a typical member of the USC football squad?
Yeah, well, the football team in college is about 100 players, and 85 of them are scholarship players. So 85 of them get room and board and everything paid for to be at college and just for their services to play for this football team. And it's obviously a recruiting tool and all that. And then there's about 15 guys that make up the rest of the roster, and those are the walk-ons, the guys that have to pay their own way and have to go through the whole trial process. And thankfully, they're a part of the team. They're not kind of second-class citizens. They're a full-bred member of the team in every way. It's just they don't get a scholarship to be in college, so they have to pay their own way.
And a lot of these guys that are of that 15, they are on the defensive practice team, so they're taking the knocks, aren't they not?
Oh yeah, they're definitely the scrubs on the team. They're on the scout team, and they're kind of taking the beating and suiting up as practicing as the other team and practice the week leading up to every game. And they're kind of the bottom of the barrel guys, but without them, the team wouldn't be able to practice as well and really make things happen in advance of a game.
Well, Ben, you say that you didn't think that it was even possible for you to make the team, but you end up making the team, and you go into the USC football locker. You see your name on the locker. Like you say, you're treated like anybody else because when you're there on the team and you're accepted, scholarship aside, you're part of the Cardinal in gold.
Yeah, you're putting on the same jersey as the other guys, and it's a pretty prestigious program. And, I mean, all the Heisman Trophy winners and all the NFL players that have come from that program, it was pretty amazing to put that jersey on, put that helmet on. And as you asked earlier, I actually didn't know how to put pads on. When I got my pads the first time, I didn't know which way was front, which way was back. And
right.
Putting the helmet on was awkward and uncomfortable. I mean, it was all very foreign territory for me. But there I was. I was the full-fledged member of the football team there at USC.
That is just amazing that here you are. You find yourself as a kind of a project for the school newspaper. You go, you don't think you're going to make it. You end up making the team. What was that like for you to see your name as part of the 15 on the list that Coach Carroll put up?
It was so surreal. I mean, it was never anything I could have ever even dreamed of. My mind was too small to even dream that big. And I think it's just crazy to think about that, you know, in all of our lives, God has designed to do things in all of our lives that far exceeds anything we could dream of. And that was one of those moments for me where I just felt God's presence and I knew that he had a purpose for me and that he had me on that team for something great. And it took me getting to a point where I realized that this was far greater than anything I could ask for or dream of.
Exactly.
It was only God.
And what was your faith walk before?
Yeah, I'd grown up in the church. I grew up in Dallas, Texas, and grew up going to church and really started my relationship with Jesus when I got to college and really started walking with him day in and day out and started to discover that he really had me there for a reason, that he had me there for a purpose.
Well, amazing, you know, that you come to that crossroads and realize here is a project. Now you're part of the number one national football team in college, and you cannot deny that the hand of the divine was in this, and there had to be a greater purpose, right?
Oh, without a doubt. I mean, it was almost from the moment I saw my name on the
Okay. list. Well, we've got to go. We've got to go to break. We're going to get more into that on the other side of the break. Stay with us.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. Call now. That's 800-540-8816.
Thousands of people contact InventHelp monthly about their invention or new product. Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Call InventHelp now. Best of all, the call and information are free. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential, explaining every step of the invention process. We create professional materials and submit them to companies who are looking for new ideas in your category. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review new ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We offer 3D modeling and animation, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to present client ideas to additional companies. Join people just like you who made the call to InventHelp. You have nothing to lose. The call and the information are free. Call now.
800-264-3150. 800-264-3150. 800-264-3150. That's 800-264-3150.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Star Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Have the courage to say it.
We are the light of the world. We are the city on a hill. We are the light of the world. We got it, we got it, we got it. It's the light shine. We are the light of the world. We are the city on a hill. We are the light of the world. We got it, we got it, we got it. It's the light shine.
Bill Martinez, live.
Sometimes you just can't contain it, and it just has to shine forth, and thank you for letting it shine 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. We're visiting with Ben Malcolmson. His book, Walk On, From Pee Wee Dropout to the NFL Sidelines, My Unlikely Story of Football Purpose and Following an Amazing God. Pete Carroll, in the foreword of the book, writes of Ben that he established himself as a hard-working, dedicated ball player, and when he was challenged with a devastating shoulder injury and daunting rehabilitation, he showed his true character and competitiveness. He eventually overcame the rigorous rehab and made it to the playing field prior to graduation. After graduating, Ben was offered and accepted an internship in my office, giving him an opportunity to continue to help the Trojans. May have been one of the most significant decisions of my working life. He found himself situated in the jam-packed outer office with only enough room for a keyboard and a computer screen. But from that postage stamp spot, Ben began a career in football and in the new wide-open frontier of the soon-to-flourish intersection of sports and social media. Since Ben worked with me on a moment-to-moment exchange to formulate the brand that was the Trojan football program. He goes on to say, not long after had been working, he got my attention with the suggestion of another new mode that we might consider experimenting with Twitter. 2 million plus and still counting followers later, it's obvious that, again, Ben was ahead of the curve. He says, throughout our time together, Ben has demonstrated unmatched dedication, loyalty, innovation, and friendship. In 2010, when I came to the Seattle Seahawks, I asked Ben to come with me and continue our work. His creativity and innovation are evident every day in all that we do here in Seattle. These last 11-plus years together at SC and the Seattle Seahawks have been full of great challenges, thrills, and excitement. We have crossed paths with so many extraordinary people, from players and coaches to administrators, fans, celebrities, and statesmen. Former Heisman Trophy winners and future Hall of Famers have all left their marks on an unforgettable run. He summarizes, throughout all the savored victories and heartbreaking defeats, there has been no one person who has been more integrally involved with and contributed more to my work than Ben. Wow, Ben. What a testimony.
Pretty amazing. I'm humbled every time I hear those words.
Wow. I mean, and you say, you know, when you think about this postage stamp office that you started there with Coach Carroll and SC, God's hand was upon you, and you saw that God could take a postage stamp place in an office that was so crowded and allow the cream to rise, you know, to be evidence of the purpose that he had for you in your life.
Oh, without a doubt. And for God to take someone who hadn't played football before, really, I mean, I played in fifth grade and then never played again.
Mm-hmm.
Take someone like that who was 160 pounds, who was going through tryout just to write an article for the school newspaper, place him on the football team, and then for me to get this job working for Coach Carroll there at USC. And then here we are 11 years later, still working together up in Seattle with the Seahawks. I mean, it's just incredible, and it's only God could do something like that. And there's a verse I love from Habakkuk 1:5. It says, "Look at the nations and watch and be utterly amazed, for I'm doing something in your days that you would not believe, even if you were told." And if God would have told me all these things ahead of time, I wouldn't have believed him. I mean, it's just so crazy and so far beyond our own imagination. And God is just so big and so good, and he truly desires to do these things in all of our lives. I'm so convinced of that. He doesn't just pick out certain people, but he wants to do things in all of our days that we wouldn't believe even if we were told.
Ben, what was it like for you as you look back and you see your life without a conscious understanding of God's hand and purpose for your life versus where you are right now? Talk of that transition, if you would.
Yeah, well, I think it's a constant journey, because I think we all wrestle with this struggle every day, because we all have good days and we all have bad days, and we all have those days that are just struggles, and it just feels like everything's failing and everything you're trying to do for good is just not turning out good. And this book, Walk On, captures so many stories of things that seem like they're failing, but then in the end, when you gain perspective down the road, you truly see the hand of God all over your life.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that he does truly have a purpose for you. And so for me, it's still a battle every day. I mean, mm-hmm. I constantly need to be encouraged. I constantly need to be surrounded with people like you, Bill, and like mm-hmm. these people that are listening, who are encouraging me to know that we're out here together, that we're all seeking this purpose together, that we're all seeking after Jesus together.
Yeah.
And that as we do that, we just constantly spur each other on and keep pushing each other towards that incredible purpose that he has for us.
Well, this is the blessing of being on God's team, shoulder to shoulder, back to back, as Coach McCarthy from the Colorado Buffaloes would say, and that I embraced, is that when we come alongside one another and we're watching each other's back and elevating and encouraging one another, we get from, you know, peaks to valleys. The valleys are here. They come. And I often say that our character is developed more in the valleys than the peaks. I've just been my experience of 60 plus years have seen that to happen. Ben, Coach Carroll talks about this devastating injury, shoulder injury that you endured. And you write in your book, you were hiding a secret. Tell our audience that secret.
Yeah, well, I ended up getting actually cut from the team when I got hurt. So I had a serious shoulder injury and had to get surgery, reconstructive surgery on my shoulder. And the rehab time of that would have put me after the season ended. And since I was already a senior in college, I only had that 1 year to play. It wasn't like I could get another year. So I was cut from the team because a hurt football player who doesn't have any eligibility left is not much use to the team. So I was cut, but I was so ashamed of that I didn't tell anyone. I hid this secret and just kind of kept it to myself and just went through the rehab process. And looking back, I wish I would have been more open and honest, because I could have used the support. I could have used people helping me and praying for me and spurring me along. But instead, I just kind of buried myself in a little bunker and just decided I was too full of shame to share that.
Mm-hmm.
Thankfully, though, the rehab process went really well and just miraculous healing, God's hand of healing all over that, and was back in half the time the doctor said I could be back. And I was placed back on the team because of that recovery and just the right time. And ended up coming out with that secret after the fact, but it was a burden to carry in the moment.
Well, and it's hard to be vulnerable. You know, the Bible says that we are to confess our sins one to another, that we could pray for each other, that we would be healed. And what the devil loves for us to do is for us to isolate ourselves. It's in isolation where we get devastated. And, you know, the powers that work against us. So you understood, and here you are on a championship team, and what God took you through was, you know, realizing that it is teamwork regardless. I mean, we're on God's team now, and shoulder to shoulder and back to back, as I said, you know, praying for one another, elevating one another to each other's highest, because although, you know, each of us has a purpose, it's not a competitive purpose. There's enough God and there's enough purpose to go around, right?
Oh, without a doubt, it's endless. We're in this abundant economy of God's grace and his purpose. That it's not this lacking thing where we're going to run out of pieces of the pie. It just magnifies more and more as we continue to link together and we continue to push each other on towards this purpose. But I think you're so right. The devil really does like to isolate us, and he likes to keep us thinking we're the only ones struggling with whatever we got going on. But to know that as believers that we're in this together, that we're on this journey together, and in that, we can lean on each other, and that when we're weak, we really are strong because his strength fills us.
Well, the realization of your purpose, the quick healing, all the signs that indicated there is a God who loves you, cares for you, that was true to his promise, this has to just encourage you and give you such extraordinary boldness, because as the Bible says, he who knows their God, and that knowing is by experience, will do mighty exploits. And I sense, Ben, from your humility, it's not necessarily the exploits as much as it is giving glory to God.
Exactly. I mean, this is a story of God, and this is a story of Jesus and his saving power, and just the fullness that he offers us. This is nothing about me. And that's the beautiful thing about this book, and the thing that I'm most excited about in this book, Walk On, is that it's encouraging people, and it's touching people in their lives exactly where they're at. And I think everyone needs to hear a story to encourage them on this journey of purpose, that we're not out here just aimlessly going through life, but that we have a rich, deep, divine purpose in all of our lives.
Exactly. Well, the book is available all the usual places. We will link it on our website. Do you have a website, Ben, that you can tell our audience to go to for the book?
Yeah, it's just my name, benmalcolmson.com. So you can just Google search that.
That's it. That's Malcolmson with two L's, by the way. As we wrap things up, we know that Pete Carroll is quite the jokester. 45 seconds. Quick joke, quick funny story about Pete Carroll.
Oh, man, he takes pranks to a whole new level. And a couple years ago, we had during training camp, he pulled this prank on our team where he called out one of the players and put up a fake hotel bill saying, you have $10,000 in expenses to your hotel bill. What's going on? And you didn't pay it. He had police officers come in pretending to arrest the guy, but it was all a big joke, and got the whole team on the laughing on the floor. It was hilarious.
Did the guy know that this was a joke? There's no way. There had to be some mistake.
The guy thought it was real, and every single player thought it was real. I mean, you know, police officers walking in, handcuffing the guy. It was pretty funny.
Once again, so you can't get into that hospitality bar and the Sundays there in the hotel. Very expensive. Can run that bill pretty high quick. Ben Malcolmson, his book, Walk On. Thank you, Ben. Appreciate it.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutraMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Hunters, anglers.